This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Confusion over the Trump tax proposal is rampant. But two-thirds of the tax cut benefits would go to the richest 20% of taxpayers, according to nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. Brazilian president has been suspended and an impeachment trial will be held. The interim president appointed a cabinet, surprising many as all white and all men. 51% of Brazilians define themselves as mixed race. Head of Russian anti-doping lab for 2014 Winter Olympics says there was organized doping of up to 100 Russian athletes by substituting dirty for clean urine samples. Walmart is testing a two-day shipping challenge to Amazon's Prime with regional delivery network to boost online sales. Union has found a 10% wage gap between minority employees at the New York Times and a 7% wage gap for women. Among unionized workers at the Wall Street Journal, there's a 69 to 75% gap for minorities. At the Washington Post, women make 83% of what men make. Donald Trump again has refused to share his tax returns with the public, saying they don't have a right to know. When asked what the effective tax rate was for him, he replied, "It's none of your business." Candidates for president for the last 40 years have routinely disclosed their tax refunds and returns and income. Rogue Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio was held in contempt for disobeying court orders to stop racial profiling, triggering greater court oversight of his office and possibly criminal contempt with fines and jail terms. 1,200 school districts in Texas lost a major lawsuit that claimed Texas unconstitutionally underfunds public schools. Pfizer, the pharmaceutical giant, has prohibited any drugs it manufactures to be used for executions, making it harder for states to impose the death penalty. Homicide rates are sharply up this year in some cities, including Chicago, Dallas, Jacksonville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and Memphis. In 2012, only 10% of voters split their tickets by dividing their ballots between parties. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.